this morning by Jane Phillips Medical Center and Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville, working together to keep you on the move, also by First Baptist Church. And I get the opportunity, for the second time this month, I think, to welcome in Charlene Dew from Big Brothers Big Sisters. Good morning, Charlene.
Good morning, Charlie.
Thank you so much for coming in today. There is a special observance that we're talking about today, right?
Yes, January is National Mentoring Month, mm-hmm. and today is National Thank a Mentor Day.
Okay, gee, I'm trying to think of big mentors would have had a birthday or something, but I'm not coming up with anybody right off the top of my head. I think the only name that really comes to mind is Edgar Allan Poe, and I don't think he had anything to do with it. But we've got some good local mentors, and so I'm sure this is a public time to just say thank you to those people for what they do, right?
Yes, we very much appreciate the individuals and the couples that have stepped forward to give their time and their attention and their connections to building a friendship with a child.
And I guess, and I know you're talking about a formal mentoring program, but I think we all can look back on our life, whether it was a formal recognition or simply a teacher or a friend, a family member, a neighbor, somebody at church that took an interest in us and kind of wanted to just shove us in the right direction.
Right. I think it's been said before that you only need one person to believe in you, and that can make all the difference in the world.
And the good thing is most of us had two or three or four or ten.
Correct.
But Big Brothers Big Sisters, one of the things you do is kind of find those individuals who maybe need an extra one or two and try to provide those people for them.
Correct. The children that we serve are between the ages of 6 and 18. Most of them will be at the time of referral between the 6 and 14 age range, but we do serve them until they're 18, and are coming from families where they're in need of an extra role model, someone to provide some individualized attention. Our priority is on serving single parent families, families maybe that are in poverty or have an incarcerated parent. The children with an incarcerated parent are 5 times more likely to become incarcerated themselves. So it's very, very important that to have that role model to help change the direction of that child's life. And one-to-one mentoring has been proven to be the most important or effective intervention in breaking that cycle.
And so by getting parents to, first of all, ask for a mentor, but sometimes I know there are other ways that the youngsters get referred into your program, but that's probably the big one.
Yeah, children are referred in our program sometimes by the parent or guardian, grandparent that the child's living with, or by these. We get a lot of referrals from the schools. Mm-hmm. So the teachers will recognize that this is a child that may have a need for a mentor, talk with the parent or guardian, and then the referral comes to us.
And just because I know some of the, I'll say, more publicly recognizable mentors are also in our judicial system, do some of them come through the courts by any chance?
No, okay. Not to okay. our program.
I was willing to give those people in the system the recognition. It's not your program. It's another mentoring program, but run the streets, certainly, with several people from the judicial system, in that one. I was wanted
and
to say they're good mentors, too.
And that's a very important program, particularly for those youth, mm-hmm. that in terms of helping to change the direction of their lives, they're already involved with the court system, and you want to you want to keep that from continuing, and it provides a niche for those individuals who enjoy running, who mm-hmm. enjoy that as a sport, to bring that and the modeling that comes from that and the things that you learn from doing a sport to the best of, and those kids do some good things.
Yeah, they do, and I'm sure the same ideals are passed along through your mentors as far as the need to, in this case, get up and run every day, the get up and just do whatever needs to be done on a given day.
Well, our Big Brothers and Big Sister mentors are modeling, healthy lifestyles, are modeling good work ethic, good social skills. A lot of our kids are just in need of some social skills. Mm-hmm. The things that we take for granted that we learned, and when I was doing direct service, I would say to volunteers, who would get upset because, there was some social skill that was lacking. I'm like, well, yes, they should know that, but they don't. The child doesn't know that mm-hmm. because no one's taken the time to teach them. I.e., that would be why they need you as a mentor. And that would, I always used to say, you'll be far less frustrated with the behavior if you look at it as an indication of what they need to learn, and then help them to learn that or have that experience, as opposed to just getting frustrated.
And to you kind of hit a nerve with me as far as the things that they need to learn. I think probably as I look at people who fulfilled some of that mentor role for me were educators. And it's people that, okay, you know, this particular teacher grew up with my dad, so it was a family relationship too. But I knew them as my teacher for this particular course, not as a friend of my dad, you know.
Right.
So I can see how that would certainly work in there.
Well, and as our part, we have a partnership with Low Family Young Scholars.
Mm-hmm.
They accept the children that they're going to accept into the program, and they recruit the mentors. Big Brothers Big Sisters piece of the partnership is we do all of the enrollment, the interviews, all the screening of the volunteers. We do the match selection and the match support. So we provide, Big Brothers Big Sisters provides the mentoring component of that Low Family Young Scholars program.
Mm-hmm.
And they have many other components. Their priority is on education and helping children of the working poor to be able to have a four-year college scholarship. And so that's we do have retired educators or anyone that has a passion for education, because that is a longer commitment. We really do want those mentors to be with that youth until high school graduation. Now, that doesn't always work out, and some of them have stayed through that first year of college, some of them formally as a match and some of them informally.
Mm-hmm.
Because you've put a lot of investment in getting the kids, getting that young person to college, and that first year can be difficult for children, you know, youth that have every advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're coming into it without all the advantages, it can be particularly difficult.
Well, like I can see how the particularly that overlap, if it works out well, you know, correspondence wise, phone call wise, text wise, whatever, for those two individuals, because college, you're picked up out of that support system, family, neighbors, friends, and all of, and planted usually in another community in a system where there's nobody acting as that alarm clock saying time to get up and go to school.
Right. It's the now I'm an adult and I have to make decisions for myself. Oh, whoa. And we all had it.
And most of us survived it.
Yes, we did. So we have some awesome mentors. And for some of the mentors, particularly if they've been involved for, you know, 3, 4, 5 years, they're not going to just walk away from that. They stay in touch over their lifetime. Not weekly, of course, but they do stay in touch.
Well, there is another program that fits very well into what you do with Big Brothers Big Sisters. And you brought along a representative of that program. I'm going to take our commercial break a little bit early, and we'll talk a little bit of education promise with Glenn Bonner when we continue in just a moment on K1.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Well, you may know him from all kinds of different ways, as a banker, as a community development officer, but in this case, kind of a spokesperson for the Bartlesville Education Promise. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, Charlie.
And my first exposure to this program was a presentation that you and I think one or two other people made to the Bartlesville School Board roughly a year ago, and just enough information really for the public to say, oh, there's something going on, I want to find out more. And this is at least one opportunity for us to find out more.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity and all. Bartlesville Education Promise was really kind of the brainchild of Ginger Griffin and Martin Garber, who in discussions with Gary Quinn before he retired, had lots of discussions relative to the needs in the public schools to help assure that as many of our students and the at-risk students primarily were graduating from high school. What we've experienced and watched over the last 8 to 10 years is a little decline in that percentage of at-risk students that were graduating and all. So in visiting with them, kind of looking at ideas of where were the needs that the school district had to try to help primarily attack that. Now, since that point in time, it's kind of broadened as we go into a lot of other different things and all. The initial program was to help provide some funding to where high school students could get in school tutoring. And basically that was to provide funding to where high school teachers and all would provide after school tutoring in math and reading and composition primarily and all. From there it expanded a little bit into combining with the Low Family Scholars Program and Tri-County Tech into summer STEMCAP labs. And again, with that, it broadened a little bit out. It was to attract the at-risk students, but it was also to provide those camps to others and all. And as we continue to go, and with the difficulties that we continue to have from the state level on funding of education as a whole.
Yeah, I think statewide it was a funding cut based on the money not coming in.
That's,
at least this fiscal year, right now, I think the state cut about $9.7 million just this month.
That's correct, and it continues to be a problem. And a big part of what BEP is attempting to do now is continue to work with the schools in identifying in individual school needs, whether it be in the high school or our mid-high level schools or the elementary schools, where can we help provide volunteers to help those schools to help the students? Clearly, tutoring is a primary area, but we've also discovered that there are a lot of other needs in all in those schools, and is primarily in the elementary schools beyond just tutoring and all. They need library assistance. They need playground assistance. They need specifically good male role models to be in the schools, to just be there, to be a lunch buddy from day in and day out. So all of us, everybody, could provide some assistance by volunteering into the schools.
And I know the elementary schools recently, I'll say over the past year at the elementary level, have tried to implement the Watchdogs program and kind of get more dads involved in the program as well, just to get that male presence in after school activities as well.
Very much so.
Yeah.
And in this all this same process, you know, the need and the recognition for mentoring. And I'm proud of BEP of the way we finally came to grips with looking at the mentoring side of it and all this is through partnerships like what Big Brothers and Big Sisters does. We don't need to try to duplicate efforts in our community where we have really, really, really good providers of those services. We're much better off to try to work in cooperation in those and be of assistance where we can be of assistance, whether that be by trying to help funding, trying to help find volunteers, early recognition in school programs for people to go that direction. But there was, a very good organization that does an absolutely fantastic job in our community. Let's work together with them to accomplish what we need to do.
What other needs have you identified that maybe is on a wish list that at least you might say, yes, this needs to be done, but we're not ready to do that yet?
Well, you described the program just a minute ago that they're doing.
The
Watchdog program and all. Many of the principals would like to do those Watchdog programs within their school. They need some funding to jumpstart them, okay? Principally, it's volunteers for those Watchdog programs, but they need funding.
Mr. Brown from Jane Phillips was making his report to the board Monday night, and was talking about that. He would like to get that started, but again, there were other more immediate priorities that he had to accomplish this year.
So, correct.
Yeah.
Other organizations in town that we've looked at trying to, again, cooperate with as opposed to replace or be an alternative for, Bartlesville Public School Foundation,
mm-hmm.
Okay, another great organization that we have in our town that was set up for the purpose of assisting our public schools in the areas of where they just didn't have the funding to do various programs and all. You ask about what all those needs are. About every time we meet with the representatives from the schools, it gets broadened. You know, we find additional areas under which they need help. So, you know,
why am I not surprised?
Yes, exactly. You know, but we think it's extremely important that we let the professionals within the schools to really be the identifier of what their needs are, and they can help prioritize it to where, you know, we've sitting on the outside can say, we think the schools need this. Well, that may be the third or fourth priority if you actually talk to people within the schools.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk with them and get their input. We've opened the door in an avenue. Chuck McCauley, I think, is doing an absolutely fantastic job as our new school superintendent in communicating with the public and all of what the needs are. His hands are tied on so much of what he's able to do,
mm-hmm.
But his positive attitude towards, well, let's find other ways to try to do some of these things. So, for everybody who doesn't know Chuck, if you get a chance to get to know him, you need to, because he is doing an absolutely fantastic job.
And he said a lot of the same sort of things that you were just talking about as far as the need for volunteers yesterday when I had him on. Again, particularly this time of year as they look at testing, but more than that, like you said, lunch buddies, reading partners, and other people to volunteer within the school system. And that brings us right back to Charlene, I think, as far as getting more volunteers.
Right, and what we were very pleased that Education Promise came to meet with us to say, we do one-to-one mentoring. It has a broader reach than the lunch buddy or mm-hmm. the tutoring, and that they had realized tutoring was a very high need, but that there's also a great need for the mentor relationship that goes beyond that. And so... We are very happy that they have indicated an interest in helping to recruit mentors for one-to-one mentors as well.
Mm-hmm.
The time commitment is really a few hours, a few times a month, and it can significantly, it does make a difference. It changes the trajectory of that child's life. And it also changes the volunteer's life. That's what we hear. People come in thinking, oh, I'm going to do these great things for a child, and realize that the child helped their life as well.
So. Well, and it's kind of, if you look at long-range changes, I don't care if you're, trying to sail a ship, someplace, or fly an airplane, or just drive down the road. If you turn the steering wheel just a little bit now, a couple of miles down the road, you made a significant change.
that's a good analogy, I guess. Or if you don't, it ends up in the ditch.
Yeah, so. There you go.
So, just to carry that analogy out there.
Sure, and analogies work for a while, and then they fall
and
off.
And then they fall off the ditch. That's right.
You reacted when I mentioned the watchdog program. I don't know if you had something to say on that, or if it was just a reaction that I saw out of the corner of my eye.
No, I think that any time you can get more people involved in a child's life, that is good. A lot of kids that we serve are missing that male role model.
Mm-hmm.
That's somewhat changing a little bit. We've got a lot of children that we're serving that are being raised by grandparents. We have children whose parents are not involved in their life at all.
Yeah.
And so we really do, our need has always been for men, the greatest need has always been for men. Because we usually have more boys referred and more women who volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
So right now our waiting list is running around 34, and it's about evenly split between boys and girls. We also need couples because we have, I think we've only got two couples right now that are a couple match.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a great opportunity for a couple that wants to do something for the community but doesn't really want to take the time away from each other, particularly young couples, no kids, both careers, or couples where their kids are out of the home,
mm-hmm.
they're empty nesters. they can do things together. The benefit to the youth is that they get a male role model, a female role model, a healthy marriage role model. Mm-hmm. The advantage for the couple is they get to do things together. They get, if particularly helpful, if one is a one member of the couple is more outgoing than the other, say perhaps, mm-hmm. or the they do a lot of travel for their work, then there's a level of a consistency there that might not be there if they were just a one-on-one. So I really encourage anyone who has a heart for children and has an interest in sharing what they're already doing in their life with a child to give us a call.
Yeah, and I think I can easily see, both sides, with the young married or that empty nester, it's an opportunity for different reasons, but to welcome a child into your life.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
If somebody wants to get involved, if this strikes a chord with somebody, and I know you're always open for volunteers, particularly men, but nonetheless, any volunteer can be used.
Correct, and I would just encourage them to get in touch with our office. We'd be happy to answer any questions that they have. They're not committing themselves by calling us. And just a short plug here before we...
I was going to say, we got about a minute. Let's talk Bowl for Kids' Sake, just a minute.
Right. Our Bowl for Kids' Sake is our annual fundraising. It's our largest fundraising campaign, and it supports the work of being able to provide one-to-one mentors for children in our community. So if you're interested in getting a team together, getting more information about that, or even being a sponsor for the campaign. Our sponsors underwrite the costs of the campaign, so all the money raised by the participants of Bowlers goes to serving children.
Okay, well, again, Bartlesville Education Promise and Big Brothers Big Sisters, what a great team partnership. Real quick.
Charlie, quick plug just for Bartlesville Education Partners. Anybody out there that's listening that has an interest in doing any kind of volunteerism for the public schools and all, mm-hmm. contact Christina Rigdon at the Bartlesville Public Schools. She's the organizer. Lots of needs. Please help.
918-336-8600 would be the Education Service Center for that. And that's our Community Connection this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.
ONN News, I'm Randy Renner. A deadly explosion at